You're listening to Hackers IRL. We're the people the news pretends are a single character. We are not. We pop shells, walk our dogs, fight with our printers, and somehow ship the work. This show is voicemails. Brain dumps from our side of the wire about whatever's on our minds. The line stays open. Up next, Panda from Ashura, the superheroes of cybersecurity. Here's their story.
Hey guys, it's Panda. So today is the travel day for me to Hacker Summer Camp. It's been a long week getting ready, trying to get a couple things closed out. I'm still not exactly where I want to be as far as that stuff goes, but at least I'm done the active hacking portions of the engagements that I'm on. So now I'm just in reporting, and you know, I'll try to get that done. Maybe we'll like travel, or maybe once I get to the hotel tonight, I'm not sure yet. But you know, I have some time tonight to work on stuff, and honestly, you know, I'm very well prepped for everything else, so there's not much else to do tonight once I get there, I guess. So perfect. Anyway, yeah, if you're traveling to Vegas, you know my plans. I'm gonna hit Black Hat up, and then you know, after Black Hat, or during Black Hat, or partially, I guess, I'm volunteering for B-Sides Las Vegas. And then I'll be playing probably Freaking Challenges at DEF CON with my team, Foxbox Island Services. Hopefully we can win the Telechallenge or Freaky again. You know, it's been a blast playing those games, but I look forward to them every year, so I can't wait to see what the contest creators have come up with. And yeah, it should be a really, really good time. All my last minute prep for the con, honestly, has been, you know, work stuff. And then, you know, this year, a lot of my projects are web projects rather than circuit boards and things like that. So it's been a little different. I've been printing stickers. I have my own kind of mini sticker production facility that I'm bringing with me to DEF CON. And if you see any stickers for Base Brief, Breach Bench, Leap Page, or any of my other projects, you know, definitely feel free to grab a sticker or hit me up for stickers if you want some. I have a lot of, like, I don't know, outside of hacking stuff, I've still just been playing with development and AI and, you know, developing things that make sense for me or tools, you know, that I need. And, you know, I'm taking things that I've kind of wanted, building them, and then, you know, choosing to open them up. I'm trying to use the freemium model and everything. So if you know, someone is using it, you know, I think that the free option should actually be decent, somewhat usable. You know, the one exception, Face Brief stuff, it's a little short on, it's like five people in one brief for the free account. You know, but that's just because of API costs to grab the info. So, yeah, anyway, you guys don't even know what that is. So, Face Brief is a tool that I developed when I used to work at a former company. They had a fancy HR system, and sometimes I would have to travel from headquarters to the different offices. And headquarters is like 250 people, and the other offices might be 30 people or 50 people, you know. But a lot of times there's multiple people in the office that I would interact with in email and get to know that way before going to a site. But, you know, when I get out to an office and there's all these other people, you know, and maybe I hadn't even seen a headshot of the main person that I interact with at the office coordinator, you know, I would use our fancy HR system to filter by office and kind of see a list of all the people in the office, their roles, their faces. So, you know, being in the world that I'm in now in consulting, I didn't have anything like that, especially for, you know, outside the company. So I went and built my own platform to be able to refresh and make sure that I remember everybody's faces to their name. I always used to drill in that stuff. Every time I went to one of those offices, I would, you know, stop at a gas station beforehand, grab a drink, and study faces for a little bit or whatever. I'm not super great at face to name until I meet someone and interact with them a bunch of times. So I never want to have those awkward situations where you walk up to the wrong person and, you know, introduce yourself or whatever else. And, you know, thankfully it hasn't happened to me too much, but, you know, in part it's because I'm a little OCD on the back end. Anyway, that tool is out live right now. If you guys want to play with it, it's tastebrief.com. The app will be out soon. If you find any security holes in it, I'm actively developing it. So, you know, really there's no data there yet. But if you find anything, just let me know. And, you know, I'll find some way to give you a perk or to, you know, pay you somehow. I don't have a ton of cash right now to pay people. But I do want a formal bug bounty program for all of my apps eventually. It's something I'm working on. But yeah, I've been working on that. And then Reachbench is my other platform that I've been going through lately. It's if you want to go to breachbench.com/demo, you'll see kind of what it is. But it's a cybersecurity marketplace similar to Thumbtack and how you would buy, you know, home services from Thumbtack. You know, you don't exactly know who you need to contact. You don't exactly know what you need, but you know you need to get something done. You know, that's what I want to help people accomplish with this platform. And, you know, I've been on both sides of the shop, you know, buyer at an S&P 500, and, you know, the person responsible to report that stuff up to management, and, you know, on the vendor side too, you know, where I'm running engagements and working with people on their budgets and everything else, you know, trying to make sure that they can get done what they need to get done. You know, it's a struggle for both sides. you know, if you're a big company, you know, and you need to find security partners, a lot of times the smaller shops may be a really, really good fit. I actually settled on smaller shops every time I was, you know, at that bigger firm, bigger company. On the other side of the house, you know, if you're a small security shop, you know, getting your name out there is really, really hard. So having a matchmaking service, you know, that would allow these companies and people to connect easily, and then also allow companies a little bit of flexibility where, say, you only have a couple, you know, operators and, you know, you're fully booked, you know, you would be able to have a funnel that you can turn on and off. You know, it's not just people advertising in and you're saying no to them. Whether or not you're being recommended on the platform. So anyway, if you have questions about that or, you know, want to talk to me about it at DEFCON, you know, just let me know. I'm looking for a lot of smaller security shops to get on the platform, and there's zero cost unless we close deals for you. So I think it can be something that's a win-win for everybody in our community, and I'm excited to develop it more. I've been working on so much different software stuff, like whether it's work or, you know, home, personal projects, you know. It's been really interesting. I've also been doing a lot of automated pen testing, having a wide swath of applications to play with. Means I have a bunch of applications that I need to regularly update and pen test and everything else. So it's been a cool playground for testing offensive tools as well on my side. So yeah, once again, if you see me at Hacker Summer Camp, definitely say hi. And I hope it's a great week for everyone who goes. And see you in Vegas. Panda out. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Hackers IRL. Background music is Simplicity by Macroform. If you've got a story of your own, a breach, a leak, a close call, or just something on your mind, join us. Call 904-915-HACK. That's 904-915-4225. Up to 10 minutes. Choose to preserve your OPSEC, and we distort your voice before anyone hears it. End of transmission.